that came in the early part of the 19th century in search of a better life. America's first major wave of immigrants were Europeans. 75-year-old Roberto Marsili's family came from Italy.
These are brand new houses.
He was born and raised here in the neighborhood known as Little Italy, in the East Coast port city of Baltimore, Maryland.
America was the land of prosperity and to look forward to a good future. This is Sabatino's restaurant.
They settled in major cities along the U.S. East Coast, like Boston, New York, and Baltimore. An entire neighborhood soon took on the feel and character of the countries they came from.
When I was a child, the character of the neighborhood was nothing but happiness, a lot of activity, a lot of parties, festivals, a lot of work, a lot of good times.
Audrey Singer is the immigration fellow at the Brookings Institution, a policy group in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, these were really important anchor communities for groups. So if we want to talk about Italians, we're talking about lots of Little Italies around, in cities all around the country. Important ones, of course, in the Northeast, New York and Philadelphia and Baltimore all had them. And so these communities had, you know, were places where people economically were anchored and socially were anchored. And they were very integral to people's way of life.
Today, in cities across the U.S., many of these original ethnic neighborhoods are disappearing. Baltimore's Little Italy is about half the size it once was. New development and urban sprawl now surround it. 70-year-old Gene Rayner was the administrator of elections for the state of Maryland for about 50 years. He also grew up in Little Italy and is saddened by its decline, which he says was accompanied by a decline in the quality of education in inner-city schools.
As the people got married and had children, they wanted them to go to better schools, and so they moved out in the county for the school system.
Well, these are two bocce courts.
Baltimore's ethnic neighborhoods were affected by specific economic factors as well.
Well, Baltimore was a really important port, and so there were a lot of industries that grew up around that. And so, like most northeastern cities, it had important manufacturing and, the industries that we saw that built cities in the earlier, earlier period. So those jobs have gone away. They haven't necessarily been replaced by new jobs in the city.
I want the school right here.
Immigration patterns have also changed. The older immigrant groups, the Italians, the Germans, and the Poles, have not been replaced. But some individuals who grew up in Little Italy and left as young adults are returning later in life. Driven by childhood memories, John Guerrera returned after living in other parts of Baltimore for over 30 years.
It's the atmosphere. You have the people you see every day, and so much action going on, the restaurants.
Baltimore's Little Italy is now primarily a tourist area full of restaurants. Its heritage is largely preserved through the memories of an older generation. But in cities across the U.S., as these original ethnic enclaves disappear, new ones form. Some cities now have a Little India or a Little Cambodia. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Baltimore.